those Christmas lights keep shining on.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not seek a leadership role in the new Congress.
My friends, no matter what title you all, my colleagues, have bestowed upon me, Speaker, Leader, Whip, there is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more now on who could replace her.
Hakeem Jeffries, he is the favorite to win. And you see other names there too, Pete Aguilar, Catherine Clark. Those names will be ones to remember because this is kind of the trio that is coming up to kind of replace this old guard.
Republicans are set to reclaim the House majority. Parts of upstate New York could get hit with several feet of snow soon. Governor Kathy Hochul.
What we're talking about is a major storm. This is considered an extreme event, an extreme weather event. That means it's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
The NFL moved the Bills-Browns game to Detroit on Sunday. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says three agents have been shot after getting into a gunfight with drug smugglers on a boat near Puerto Rico. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Tragic loss of one of our frontline personnel. Several other were gravely wounded. These are brave members of our air and marine operations within U.S. Customs.
The agents were airlifted to a trauma center on the island. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reiterating findings on that missile attack in Poland.
We already know the party ultimately responsible for this tragic incident, Russia.
And he blasted Moscow for its attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure.
President Putin seems to believe that plunging Ukrainians into darkness, cutting off their water, freezing them to death will break their will.
That's CBS's Kimmy McCormick reporting. A full-grown T-Rex may have been much bigger than we first thought. Here's CBS's Jennifer Brown.
As if they weren't scary enough in Jurassic Park. Canadian paleontologists say an adult T-Rex could have been 70% bigger than what fossils show. We're talking 33,000 pounds, a lot heavier than a school bus. The researchers built different models based on growth over a lifetime. Their conclusion is just an estimate of how big an adult T-Rex might have been. So far, the fossils of one that grand have not been found.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer.
Tennessee's attorney general is now investigating Ticketmaster over pre-sale issues for Taylor Swift's new tour. Authorities want to make sure consumer protection laws weren't violated. The site kept freezing and crashing Tuesday as millions of fans waited in line for hours. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews, all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet on Friday, November 18th at 2:15 p.m. at the SCLS headquarters in Madison. The U.S. Labor Department says a Wisconsin company illegally used child workers to clean meat processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. A civil complaint filed in federal court in Nebraska says Packers Sanitation Services employed more than 30 teenagers, one as young as 13, as cleaners in Nebraska and Minnesota. Federal law bans the use of workers under the age of 18 on killing floors or on mechanized processing equipment. Fans in Milwaukee and Green Bay don't need an Amazon account to watch tonight's Packer game. Thursday night football is usually streamed on Amazon, but fans in Milwaukee and Green Bay will be able to catch them on local channels. The rest of the Packer Nation will have to watch the game online. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 20. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back, everyone. We are broadcasting live from just outside Aspires Riverview Hospital for the 21st annual Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony that will be coming up very briefly in about a half hour. We've got 5:30. The ceremony is going to start. We're going to have some speakers. We're going to have some music. Hopefully my mouth won't freeze up before we get there so I can keep talking. We're going to have a couple more interviews here in just a minute, but we do want to encourage people to come down here for the ceremony if you want to come out and gather by the tree. We do have a few people, brave souls, that are out here braving the weather. If you want to stay in your car and listen on WFHR, you're welcome to do that as well, and you can watch them light the tree from the warmth of your vehicle. Right now, though, we're going to talk to a couple of sixth grade teachers over at RAMS. We have some students here that wrote some essays that were submitted to the foundation. So we have teachers Paige Jackin and Amanda Mantic here, and we're going to talk a little bit about those essays. First of all, thank you so much for joining us today in this lovely evening. We do appreciate you coming out in the cold for this, but let's start off with what is the process of these essays? We are kind of curious about so there was the top 12 essays were submitted to the foundation, and they were reviewed by a small group of auxiliary members, and they choose the winning one in the process. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have all of the sixth graders at RAMS. We give them the opportunity to write a paper about giving and what giving means to them. And we let this be a free write. So the kids have a bunch of different ways to express themselves through their writing. They can choose if they want to create a poem, an essay, tell a story. We really like to give the kids an option and a way to express themselves through their writing.
Very, very cool. That is a very good opportunity. I remember last year we did this same thing. We had the students come in and read their essays, and I'm looking forward to hearing them, everybody. No pressure. Just when you come up to do that. So why do you guys have your students participate in this? What is this all about for them?
Well, it's just a really good opportunity for them to just share things that they've done in the community or what other people can do in the community, because we really like to spread the kindness at RAMS, and it was just really fun watching and reading these kids writing as they're working, and just I learned a lot about the students, like things they've done in the community, and it was just really cool being able to see them go through that. So
very cool. Yes, and we are very excited to be able to share that today. So after the kids did this, you know, they went through the process of writing this and everything. What did they tell you? What did they think of it after it was all said and done?
Yeah, so it was really cool. We actually, before we even start the writing process, we do a group brainstorm where we just write on the board a bunch of different ways that we see giving around us, ways we can give to others, maybe some things about receiving. And it's just a really great way to get that started. And then once they start writing, it's so cool because they're sharing their ideas with each other and they're reading each other's writing, and just you can really see that kindness throughout them as they're going on with their writing process.
That's very cool. We do appreciate them doing that. So, well, let's see what time we got here. If I can, okay, let's go ahead and let's get a couple of the students to actually read their essays as they all back away. No, where are you going? No, we're gonna get you up here. So we got one brave soul. She's stepping right up here. I admire that very much. So go ahead, introduce yourself, and then go ahead and read your essay.
Hi, I'm Sydney Mazurek, and my essay is called What the Community Means to Me. The community is a big topic that I think more people should think about. Some people think more about getting service than doing service. We should be doing service for the people that actually need it, like nursing homes and families with a new child. I have done some community service by raking leaves at someone's house that is in need or planting flowers at a nursing home. We need to start doing things for the community to make it a better place to live. Why is the community so important? The community is very important because whatever we do with our community is what it is going to be known for, so we have to take good care of it. Here are some ideas to get you started. You could pick up trash, make dinner for someone, shovel someone's driveway, or mow their lawn. It can be tough to get started, but I hope you try something to make our community a better place to live. I encourage you to try and start doing things for the community. It doesn't have to be a huge change, but even smiling at one person can make a difference. I hope you go and do something to change this community, because once you do, you never know what could happen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That was very good. We do appreciate that. And so we have our next soul coming up. All right, let's go. So go ahead, just do the same thing. Go ahead and introduce yourself, and then go ahead and just read your essay.
Hi, I'm Natalie Roblin. I'm a sixth grader at Rams, and my story is called What Giving Means to Me. Giving. I used to not like giving. Giving to me always made me upset because I wasn't the one receiving. But now that I'm older, I now understand what giving actually means and why people give. To me, giving is not about what you give. It is about how you make the receiver feel. To me, giving is a great thing to do. A gift does not have to be big to make someone happy. You can give someone the smallest gift at a party, but it can still be their favorite gift they got. This shows that because the gift is small or even just a homemade bracelet, it can be something more than you intended. A gift does not have to be a donation of money or a car, but it can be as small as a bracelet or a necklace, or even as tiny as a compliment. You never know what someone is going through, so even a compliment as small as "you look nice today," or "I like your handwriting," or even sitting by them at lunch. That is what giving means to me.
All right. Thank you, Natalie. Appreciate that. All right. All right. Well, before we get to, oh, sorry, we're going to have to hold off for a second. We do have to take a quick break. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get to you. We'll get to you. We're going to have a couple more essays to read here in just a couple of minutes. We do have to take a quick 2-minute break. That's it. And then we'll come back to the Lights of Love ceremony. Please come back and join us. We got a couple more essays to read, everybody. And then we've got the ceremony in about 15 minutes as well. Stay tuned here to WFHR as we continue on through the 21st Annual Lights of Love ceremony here on Locally Grown Radio.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. We are broadcasting live from just outside Aspirus Riverview Hospital for the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony that'll be happening, in just about 15 minutes or so. We're very excited to be broadcasting here tonight. The tree will be lit up here. And in about 45, 50 minutes, when we come to the end of the ceremony, you'll get it all here. If you want to come on down, we have a decent number of people out here. That's you are all brave, brave souls. I give you credit for being out here today, everybody. Come get a cookie. Solaris has provided us with some cookies, everyone. So come on, get that, warm you up by chewing a little bit. I think I need to do that. My mouth is starting to freeze up. So if you want to stay in your car and listen, I would actually advise you to do that. You can also watch the trees as they light up here as well. We have a few more essays that we want to get through here from some sixth graders at Rams. And so up next, we're going to have our next presenter. We're going to have her introduce herself and then just read her essay.
Hi, I'm Lily Schmidt, and this is my poem called Heart. I gave one time, it warmed my heart and made me feel happy. Now I know what it feels like when I see other people give, like when I see people helping people rake their yard and mow the grass, helping with homework and with groceries, even small things like holding the door, saying please and thank you. I see all the good people can do, and I hope people can find the good in themselves and inspire other people too. This is what giving the community means to me and how I feel and what comes to my mind.
Oh, thank you so much, Lily. That was great. All right, we've got some poetry as well. Oh, my goodness, that is wonderful. Looks like we have one more here, and we're going to, for now, I believe we have one more during the ceremony as well, so stay tuned for that. All right, go ahead, introduce yourself, and go ahead and read what you got.
Hi, I'm Eva Robinson, and I'm a sixth grade student at Rams. And this is what giving to the community means to me. Help some people, save some tears, let them know that we are here, have them realize that we can help. By giving and helping, just keep your head up. We can comfort, we can give. Giving and helping is very supportive. Donate the money and get some love. Love in return is always above. Care about others or even be nice, because caring for others is well worth the price. I feel helping is a nice thing to do, and that's why I think you should really help too.
All right. Oh, I love the creativeness. Thank you so much, everybody. We do appreciate that. So we are getting ready to come up here. I just realized that we have not interviewed the organizers of this because they're busy organizing right now. Oh, wait. No, she's not. She can come over here. It's like, you're not getting out of this. Come on now. We have a few minutes before we're going to start the ceremony. So first of all, because I don't have it written in front of me, you're going to have to introduce yourself because I apologize. And my brain is again freezing up. But go ahead and let everyone know who you are and what you're doing, why you're a part of this.
Sherry Evenson, and I'm the executive director of the Aspirus Riverview Foundation.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm sorry. I was like, I know her name, but it's just not coming to me right now. So, Sherry, you're the director here of the foundation. You're the one that helped set up this, of course, Lights of Love, all of this that's going on here. So tell us, how important is this specific event for you?
Extremely important. It's not just about the fundraising. It really is the community spirit, and it's about inclusion and involving everyone and anyone, and just a demonstration of our community and the giving and the sense of community and support from each other, especially when you're at your most vulnerable position. So yeah, very important. It warms my heart to see everyone coming out. I know that's hard to believe in this cold weather, but
can it warm my toes? That's what I want to know.
I could get close. So absolutely.
Very good. Thank you for that. And I also want to, I'm curious, so a little bit of your background here. How long have you been with the foundation? And what's, you're the director, of course. So what does your role entail?
A lot of fun. I get to work with a lot of great people. I am a department of one, but it never feels like that. So I've been with the foundation a couple years, but born and raised here and a long-term employee of Aspirus Riverview Hospital. So working on 20 years with them. So very committed and loyal to the community. Just really great to be a member and rooted here as well. So yeah.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. So Sherry's the one we're going to talk to about getting this done in July. So we don't have to come out here again for this. No, we kid, of course. This is the holiday season. This kind of, actually, this is one of the kickoffs, if you ask me, to the holiday season. So we do appreciate you inviting us to come out here for this, of course. And the fact that we get to broadcast this to so many people that they can stay nice and warm. Ooh, they don't have to come outside. Yes. Like the rest of us, people that, well, I have to do it because I'm getting paid, but but the rest of these people do not. So I give them all the credit in the world.
I think it's another example of how you were able to reach more members of the community and also be able to share it with those that are perhaps outside of the community and unable to be here tonight. And it still means so much and a lot of times helps bring closure and just, you know, bring back some really good memories and connection to the community. So I appreciate your partnership, and I think it's just, a wonderful, wonderful thing. Again, something that truly warms my heart. So.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I do want to remind people that that is the one of the main things that Lights of Love is all about, of course. This is an honoring people. This is about memorializing people. That's what these lights are for, the donations for these lights. And we've been talking all evening about where that money goes, where the foundation, what they support. So it means a lot. It really does mean a lot. We've got the cancer center. We've got the mental health aspect that we've been talking about and all that. So we really do appreciate what the foundation does around here. And, you know, we keep coming back to it. Community, that's what it is all about, because we got all these people out here from the community, and we really are glad everyone's able to join us. So we do still have a few minutes here before we are going to get to the ceremony, but we are going to mostly just so I can find some place to get warm for a few minutes. But yeah, let's grab a cookie. That's right. I'm going to start chewing my jaw going again here. So we're going to be coming back here shortly to go ahead at 5:30 sharp. We are going to start the ceremony. So that's about 7 minutes away here, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back and then we'll wrap up this part of it, and then we'll get to the ceremony very, very shortly. And so stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to WFHR, locally grown radio.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The city of Marshfield is grieving after a murder-suicide that took the life of 41-year-old Melissa Wright on Tuesday. A co-worker called police when Wright didn't show up for work on Tuesday morning, and when police stopped at her house to do a welfare check, they found a vehicle registered to her ex-husband, Heath Heck, age 48, in the driveway. Her front door had been broken into, and officers found Wright and Heck dead in the bedroom of the home. Results of the investigation show that Heck shot Wright before turning the gun on himself. The couple had divorced in 2020. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is thankful to the coworker who called in the wellness check and urges anyone experiencing domestic violence to reach out to police. There are also resources available through shelters, including Shirley's House of Hope in Marshfield, the Arenda Center in Marshfield and Neillsville, the Women's Community in Wausau, and the Family Center in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 20. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are once again broadcasting live from the 21st Annual Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony. It's a wonderful cause. We are so happy that we were able to broadcast this out to you here on WFHR, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. We are loading up this parking lot, and I'm telling you, it is filling up with cars, and we are so excited that everyone is coming out here to join us in this. And that's what we want you to do. If you want to stay in your car, you can still watch the tree lighting ceremony. You can listen on WFHR. And that's what we're here for. If you want to come outside, we have several brave souls that are out here. I let everyone know here. I want people to know there are actually people here. So give me a big shout, everybody. Yeah. See, I told you, I wasn't lying. So in just a few minutes, we are going to be starting up at the ceremony at 5:30 sharp, everyone. We've got a couple of speakers. We have some music coming up, so stay tuned for that. We may get a dance line going just to get warm everyone up. I don't have any music for that, though. We'll have to make our own music. So stay tuned for that. We are going to go ahead and take one final break here. I'm going to have send it back to Don, and we're going to go right up 5:30, and when we get back on these airwaves, we will be starting the ceremony. You still have a few minutes to come down if you would like to join us, everyone. We do invite you to do just that. We're just outside the emergency room at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, and we are looking forward to seeing you here. And if nothing else, stay in your car, listen on the radio, and we are ready very soon to start this ceremony. So we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
cranberrybl.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, everyone, we are at the big moment here. It is 5:30. We are now going to start the tree lighting ceremony for the 21st annual Lights of Love ceremony. Thanks for joining us, everyone, either here in person or if you are listening on your radio. We are getting ready to go here. We're going to start off with a introduction here with a brief welcome and do the Pledge of Allegiance from Brian Keefe.
Thank you, Seth. And good evening and welcome to the 2022 Aspyrus Riverview Foundation Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony. I appreciate all the brave souls standing out here in the cold. As Seth said, my name is Brian Keefe, and I'm the newly appointed president at Aspyrus Riverview Hospital, and it is truly my honor to open this ceremony tonight. Although this is my first experience with this Lights of Love ceremony, I've been part of similar ceremonies throughout my career. And I know that this is a very special time. It's special to everyone involved. And we have the Aspyrus Riverview Hospital Auxiliary to thank for that, for establishing this tradition over 20 years ago. A tradition that's now really supported by an entire community, and that's what makes this so special and so unique, in my opinion. I'd say that, and the fact that I think you all have a serious go big or go home style, because I have never seen a Lights of Love ceremony with a tree that big or with that many lights. So that's totally cool. And I think we need to remember that while the lights are spectacular, I think we need to recall that we're gathered here to remember and honor those who have had an impact on our lives and on our community. The lights are a symbol of that remembrance. I'm told that last year we relocated to this tree after some 18 years with other trees on the property that are now gone. Let's remember that as beautiful and majestic as those trees were, and this one is now, its purpose is to serve as a reminder for us to keep the memory of our loved ones alive within us. Trees will perish. However, those we hold dear can live on within us and live on within future generations when we take these moments to keep their memory and their spirit alive. You know, I began my leadership of Aspyrus Riverview Hospital in just April of this year, and I was quickly impressed with the sense of community I felt amongst the team of dedicated caregivers right over here at the hospital and our clinics. But you know what? It didn't stop there. I noticed it in coffee shops and restaurants, at the grocery store, at gas stations, pretty much everywhere I frequented. You know, we're fortunate to have the Aspyrus Riverview Foundation to proudly carry on this ceremony. But we're equally fortunate to be surrounded by the communities we serve who truly know what it means to be a community and also to be in community with each other. It's because of the support from all of you, those community partnerships with our foundation, that we can make a difference in the lives of those facing health challenges. Our community partnerships in the last year's and from last year's proceeds for this event directly support local community-based programs focused on substance use, behavioral health, food systems, and cancer needs. Because of you, the lights of love will shine brightly throughout this holiday season. Our loved ones, those who came before us, who established this sense of community, will live in our memories. These lights serve as a reminder to honor them by living our lives on the example they set for us. We now invite you to please turn your attention to the flag in the far corner of the far west corner of the parking lot to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Seth?
Thank you very much, Brian. Do appreciate it. I do want to invite the Reverend Lonnie to step forward here to deliver a blessing for us. Do we have that? Oh, there we go. Hello, you're here. All right, here you go.
Thanks. If you would all join me for just a word of prayer, please. Most Holy God, we're gathered here this evening to honor and to remember people. Some are family and some are friends. The lights on this tree symbolize those memories. A quote from Mary Crowley, who was an entrepreneur in our country and passed away from cancer, had a saying that came to mind tonight. Life to me is no brief candle. It's a burning torch to be passed on. We pray that these lights represent the candle that lights the torches in each one of us. And may the memories be the drive to make this a better place to live. May the funds raised by the foundation be used to keep the torches burning in our community. May they continue to help those in need. May they provide comfort and care. May they provide hope for the future. We're grateful for knowing the people these lights represent. Lord, make us better human beings because of them. And we thank you as we ask you to bless all that's represented here tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend. I'm now going to quickly turn it over to Pam Ross and Sarah as they will grace us with a song.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I would like to invite Emily up here. Oh, there she is, to read her essay, The Greatest Thing to Give.
The greatest thing to give and receive is love and kindness. No matter how many gifts you give or how many you receive, you never know how much they care. Love and kindness is never ending, and there is always room for more. This is what giving means to me.
Thank you very much, Emily. I do appreciate it. Lots of poetry this year. I love it. I want to invite Craig here for the community message. If he is up and here he comes, we'll turn it over to him.
Thank you. My name is Craig Baziner, and I got asked by Sherry to come share my story quick and then talk about community. I had testicular cancer 3 years ago, this last October. 2 years, nothing after I had my surgery. Then early this year, January, February, I got some back pain and went to the doctor and found out that I had my testicular cancer had come back, got into my back, my lymph nodes, into my lungs. In the matter of a couple of weeks, that I quadrupled in size, got to the Spires Cancer Center here and got treatment, got the chemotherapy there. And one thing I can say about the cancer center is that the people there, from when you enter, the girls, the receptionists there are always very happy to see you and always make you feel welcome. Even though you could be having a bad day, they cheer you up. The people that do your blood work, all the way down the line, everybody welcomes you and makes you feel really special and helps you through what you're going through. After I got my chemotherapy, unfortunately, my cancer came back and really came back angry. And they had to refer me someplace else. And luckily, my wife talked to Dr. Einhorn down in Indiana through a testicular cancer support group. And he invented the chemo for testicular cancer. He also did Lance Armstrong's treatment and stuff like that. He was willing to see us. We went down there in August, and he said that I had to have high-dose chemo along with stem cell transplant. So went down to Indiana, got my stem cells taken out of my blood, and then did the high-dose chemo, which is six times stronger than what I did here in Wisconsin Rapids. It pretty much messes up everything. What I've been telling everybody is that they basically poison you to death until they bring you back with your stem cells. They even sang me happy birthday once they put my stem cells back in. Luckily, I was able to handle the treatment really well. Did the treatment. It took about 14 days for my immune system to come back. Then I did another treatment, so I did double stem cell, double chemo, and I'm 2 months past that right now, and everything looks fairly well, but there's no guarantees on anything, just like anything in life. So that's kind of my cancer story, and I know a lot of people have people out there that have been through cancer or been with people that have had cancer in their family. You know how difficult it can be on your family and your friends, and there's a lot of people that are out there that need support still. And my next part of it is the community that I grew up in, and that's what I wanted to share. Before I went down to Indiana to have that treatment, one of my classmates came up to me and told me that the football team in Port Edwards had chose me to do their fundraiser, a blackout cancer game on October 7th, and they would raise funds and give them to me. And I was very humbled and couldn't believe this was happening, because, you know, you don't think about it when you're just going through life at a normal pace. So I didn't know if I'd get back by October 7th for the game. So when I was down in Indiana, people in the community, Port Edwards, my friends, the people in the school were texting me, sending me cards, doing all kinds of different things. And it really made me want to be able to get through my treatment and be able to get back here for that October 7th game. Fortunately enough, everything went really well for me, and I was able to get back here October 1st and attend the game on October 7th. And the football team, along with Almond's football team, raised $2,650 for me, which I in turn donated back to the Cancer Center, because they do so many great things to the community. So they fundraised for me. I donated it to the Cancer Center, and it went to the patient fund, which is very important. Like she was talking about earlier, Sherry was talking about earlier, gets people like insured for extra protein if they can't afford that, get some meals, get some transportation. Very, very important for cancer patients and other people getting treated here. One thing I want to say about our community, the schools are a huge part of our community, and I know the kids that were up here that were just doing the essays, I really appreciate the teachers taking the time and getting the kids to be part of the community, because that's what we all end up being part of, and we have to help each other in the community all the time. I also want to thank Max Ayers, who was the football coach over in Port Edwards, to put the game together, and his team for what they did for me, which in turn helped the Cancer Center. I just can't believe that a small little community like Port Edwards and the kids could raise $2,650 in a short period of time, and what it will do for our community. The other things that I really want to talk about our community is these events like this. We have, I call them communities within our community. The hospital is a community within our community that's very, very important. The schools are a very important part of our community as a community. We have the McMillan Library, we have now the Aquatic Center, we have all these different little communities around that we can all share and do things, and very, very important. And if you have any extra time and you want to be part of things, you should. Don't be scared. I've always been part of the community, and I always try to do as much as I can with the community through the things that I've been part of. And just remember, people need our support. And especially during the holiday season, it can be really difficult for people. Like I said, I was very fortunate to have my family and my wife and all the people in the community backing me up and making this a special time for me. And one thing I forgot to mention about the football game is that the people that showed up for the football game when I got to speak at halftime there all paid attention and were very involved and paid close attention to what I was saying. And that just really warms your heart and makes you feel really special that somebody cares enough and is listening, just like the crowd is here today. So be part of your community. Reach out, find out what you can help with, and make somebody's day special. And thanks for a lot for letting me share.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig, very much. Craig will also be the one that's going to flip the switch on the lights. So, yeah, all right. That's going to be great. We're going to get that in just a few minutes. We're going to turn it back over to Pam here really quick for another song.
La 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 Yeah, you only get one go round. Cause the finish line is 6 feet in the ground. In a race you can win, slow it down. In a world full of hate, be alive. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Oh, don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be alive. Yeah, it's hard to live in color when you just see black and white. In a world full of hate, be alive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pam. I think we have reached that moment, everybody. We are getting ready to light up the tree, and we're going to need your help on this one. I believe we're going to need a countdown. We're going to go from 5 down to 1. Let's start it off right now. Are you ready? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. It has been lit.
Was it my imagination, or did I see a light shining through space?
Oh, we had a little technical difficulties there, everybody. But I do want to say thanks, everyone, for listening. We are going to thank all of our speakers and the performers today. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to thank everyone for coming down. Give yourself a big round of applause, everyone. Sticking it out here in the cold, yes. And a very special thank you. We have a couple of thank yous we do want to give from the foundation through the generosity of donors, partners, and businesses. The Aspire Server View Foundation's Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony, a beloved community tradition, has honored and remembered loved ones for over 20 years. Thanks to Richie and Feldner Richie's Funeral Homes for honoring lives and celebrating memories. Thanks to Solaris for their comments on making Central Wisconsin a great place to live and to work and do business. And also thank you to Current Technologies for keeping the beacon of hope shining bright through the holiday season. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us tonight. We'll see you again next year here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are Locally Grown Radio.
I wanna be
but there wasn't enough snow. And I even thought of Gatlinburg, it seemed so far to go. So I headed up to Tahoe for a Christmas on the slow.
And I had fantasized about a Christmas in this way, curled up by a fireplace in a Tahoe ski chalet. Christmas to remember, too good to believe. I don't know how or when, but I know we'll meet again. Blowing back to somewhere, like some wild restless winter's wind. And you made this a Christmas to remember. Springtime feelings in the middle of December.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on